church, we're singing about being surrounded by the Lord. Amen. We want to give testimony to that. Martin, I want you to come up to share about your testimony about finances. I told you to be ready. We're surrounded, right? And no matter what's going on in the world, Martin's got an amazing testimony about losing his job and getting a better one with more pay and better benefits at the last minute. Why? Because we are surrounded by the world, but we know he surrounds us with blessing and prosperity and peace. And I want you to listen to this, because if you're believing for a financial breakthrough, I don't care what the markets are doing. I don't care what industries are doing. There is increase and blessing for the people of God. And if you would tap in and be a sower and a giver, which I know the Petty's family is, through this entire time when he knew his job was being lost, and it was coming down to the wire. You've heard pastors say many times, there was the last piece of firewood going into the fire when we were younger. That's how we heated our home. We had no job for a year. And a dump truck of firewood was dumped in the backyard that I had a stack, which I wasn't happy about. But at the last minute, God comes through. Why? Because we may be surrounded by circumstances, but our God always surrounds us. We're surrounded by him. I want him to quickly share this testimony to encourage anybody in here that's dealing with a financial issue, with a job or loss of productivity or not knowing what's going to happen. Listen to what God did in the last moment for this family.
It's been a strange year. And Pastor said to us at the beginning of this year for expectation. Well, I was not expecting this. But God has been so good to us. And with this church family that comes together. So I'm in the construction industry. We sell construction materials. We took a big hit when COVID hit. And I got a call just right out of the blue. It said, listen, your sales are down. If you don't pull it out, he said, you're done. And I went to my wife and I said, I'm going to lose my job. And fear sets in. And let me tell you something, folks. It's about how you react to the situation to which God is going to move. And my wife said to me, she said, we're going to lean into this. She said, we're going to lean into this and God's going to take care of us. And so the days came and went and I lost my job. And you can imagine, as a father of three, the enemy comes in like a flood. But I'm telling you, this word is the standard. And when you are feeling low, get in the word. And it just seemed like doors were shutting before me. I would go to one place, they'd say, no, you've got a non-compete, you can't do it. Oh, that's too bad. I got offered another job. And it was lower pay, and it wasn't what I wanted. I said, God, what are you doing? And last Saturday, I was ready to go to sleep. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, are you ready to be led to a rock that is higher than you? I thought, what does that mean? Sometimes it is hard to be led by the Spirit. It's a tough place to go. And so, my old employer called me. I had an interview with him. He said, look, we'd like to have you. I said, okay, I don't really want to go there. And so he said, no, Martin. He said, we really want you to come in. I want you to look at this. And so that scripture come to my mind, Psalm 61. It said, you know, just to be led by the Lord. So I said to my wife, I said, this is it. I go, I said, but I'll take what I got. I'll just settle. You know, that's what the enemy wants. I'm just going to settle for whatever comes our way, and we'll just muddle on through. But God had something better. I walked into that meeting. They slid the contract across to me. I looked at it. It was better pay. It was a better car allowance. They restored, listen to this, they restored all my vacation from when I left. Nobody does that. That's not the kicker, folks. This is the hand of God in everything. Listen to me. I got up. I met everybody that I worked with before. They're thrilled to have me. I don't know why. The owner looks at me and says, Martin, he said, when you start? Now, I met him in the parking lot. I'm getting ready to get in my car. He's a believer. He said, Martin, he said, when you start? And I said, I'm starting on the 21st. He said, good, glad to have you. God bless you. Gets in his vehicle. He drives around. I'm walking to my car. All of a sudden, he puts his brakes on. He comes right around. He comes right to me getting in my car. He said, come here, I want to talk to you for a minute. He said, listen to me. He said, Pella, this is the company I'm working for, Pella Windows and Doors. He said, Pella has been putting a tremendous amount of pressure on us to fulfill this position. He said, we haven't found the right guy. He said, so months ago, listen, when I was ready to lose my job, God had a job for me. He said, he said, I prayed to God that he would send someone our way. He said, and you called. He said, I knew it was the hand of God. Listen to me, folks. Maybe you're down today. Maybe you're down and out. But I'm asking you just to be led of the Lord. And God has got it for you. He's got it because God is no respecter of persons. I'm nothing special. But I'm telling you, God loves you this morning. And he is good. And he is great and greatly to be praised.
So if you're believing God for a financial breakthrough, just put your hands up. You are surrounded by the one who has a cattle on a thousand hills, who has a God of more than enough, that he wants to see us prospering when we're going out, that we'll have more than enough. If that's you this morning and you just need a breakthrough on your job, a new job, better benefits, I don't care what it is, higher sales, don't you dare go by what the world is saying. You are surrounded by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He loves each and every one of us. Each and every one of us are special in his sight. And just believe it and sing it out to him this morning. Even though it looks like we're surrounded, we are always surrounded by him. Come on, sing it.
This is how I fight my battles.
Come on, we're surrounded by him.
This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles.